This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Wednesday, August 29, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com, S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. We're going to start with the baseball, and we're going to start with the National League, and we're going to start with the, to me, the story of the year in Major League Baseball, the Washington Nationals, Steven Strasburg. Everybody's counting his innings literally start to start. To me, the Nationals, as you know, put themselves in the hole. They said he was going to pitch 160, maybe 170. Now they've widened that gap to between 160 and 180 innings. So they're giving themselves a little leeway. He's essentially, frankly, become a five-inning pitcher, for better or for worse. Yesterday, he had one of the worst outings of his career against the, in my opinion, way out of it, Miami Marlins. Strasburg, five innings pitched. He gave up seven runs, the most he's ever given up. Five of them were earned. He gave up nine hits, tied for the most in the amount of hits he's ever given up. He only struck out three, which is tied for the fewest he's ever struck out in the game. And after this five-inning appearance, which of course resulted in a 9-0 loss, Miami 9, Washington nothing, he now has 150 and a third innings pitched. And again, if you take him to the max, 180, and he only pitches five innings, he can pitch six more times. That might take him through September, maybe into the first start of the playoffs. But I just don't know. You know, the question is now going to become, after yesterday's outing, is he getting tired? Is this going to be too much? Are they doing the right thing? I'll say it again. They should have never announced any innings. That's stupid. Because now they've boxed themselves into a corner, and they've given themselves a little leeway. Now it's like between 160 and 180. I think originally it was 160, and then it became 160 to 170. Now 160 to 180. I don't know why they don't skip a start with them. I don't think it would hurt them. Why not skip a start? If you skip a start now, which equates to a playoff start in October, I mean, come on. It'd be a brain surgeon to figure that out. And again, if they were really, really concerned about this, he shouldn't pitch the first month of the year. They should have brought him into camp late and let him have extended spring training. But they boxed themselves a little into a corner. Now you got to wonder if he's getting tired at all. It was a bad outing for him. You know, he said, oh, it'll be a good learning experience for me. Nobody's perfect, of course. But Strasburg yesterday, five innings pitched, nine hits, seven runs, five earned, only three strikeouts, now 15-6 with a 3.05 ERA. He takes the loss. Ricky Nolasco was unbelievable. You know, a lost season for the Miami Marlins, frankly. Now 59-71 after that win. But Ricky Nolasco, a complete game, five hit shutout, no walks, six Ks. His record now 10-12. He's a very good pitcher, Ricky Nolasco, but things, of course, fell terribly for Miami this year. You know, the Ozzie Guillen fiasco with the comments he made about Castro. You know, Miami, of course, has Little Havana. Ozzie Guillen lives there. That put them back. He was suspended. They never got, frankly, I don't think they ever recovered from that. They got off slow, and they just got slower. I mean, they have a very good lineup yesterday. Justin Reggiano hits his 31st home run. Cliff Lee hits a home run. Oh, just Justin Reggiano hits a home run, I apologize, yesterday, off of Strasburg. Reggiano, 4-for-4, two runs, two RBIs, a home run, he's hitting .327. And the other guys, you know, Jose Reyes hitting .281, Carlos Lee hitting .280, Giancarlo Stanton, 3-for-4 yesterday with three RBIs, he's hitting .292. Greg Dobbs, pretty good himself, got a hit yesterday, hitting .308. I mean, they have a pretty good lineup. They have pretty good pitching. It just didn't work this year. I think a lot of it had to do with Ozzy and the comments he made, if that's what he actually believed, that Castro had survived all this and, you know, good for him or whatever it is he said. He should have kept it to himself. You know, now he's learned that. But it's Ozzy Guillen. He can't help himself. But the lost season for Miami. But yesterday they hammered Steven Strasburg and the Washington Nationals. Bryce Harper down in the 240s now. But the Nationals, despite their, you know, they're in a little trouble now. They're, you know, five-game losing streak for the Nationals. Still in first place. Still a four-game lead over Atlanta in the AL East. We'll get to that. We'll get to the standings a little later. But the biggest story, I think, in baseball is the Nationals and their success. But right after that is Steven Strasburg and innings watch. For lack of a better term, innings gate, maybe. I don't know. But he now has 150 in the third innings. And we'll see how many more starts he can go. Again, if he starts five innings per start, six starts will be 180. Two starts will be at 160. And I'll say it again. I don't know. Why don't they skip a start next time? What's the big deal? Although you can tell me now they're in a pennant race. Atlanta has a wild card, but they're only four games behind Washington, and their wild card lead is only two games. So they are in a pennant race, or they are in a division race, I should say. So maybe you have to keep trotting them out there. But clearly, you're not getting more than six innings the rest of the year from him. But I think Washington put themselves in the hole. And now, obviously, their first goal is to make the playoffs. Maybe their answer would be, well, if we didn't pitch them the first month, we would have lost four of those five games, and we wouldn't be in the playoff race, or we'd be tied for a playoff spot instead of four games ahead. Maybe they'd say that. But to me, this could have been managed better from an on-the-field innings perspective. And, of course, I think public relations-wise, it's been a disaster. They should have never said, even if that was the plan, why announce it? What's the point? But yesterday, Miami 9, Washington nothing. Miami going nowhere. Washington now loses a five in a row. Strasburg takes the loss. Another 9-0 game. Battle between the Cardinals and the Pirates. Obviously, both of them fighting for wild card spots. Cardinals 7 games behind Cincinnati, but have one of the wild card spots right now. Pirates in the mix, 2 games out of a wild card and 9 games behind Cincinnati. But yesterday, the Pirates 9, Cardinals nothing. Was the Pedro Alvarez show, 2 home runs, 24th and 25th of the year. He goes 4-for-5 with 4 RBIs and 3 runs scored. James McDonald, an excellent young pitcher, gets the win yesterday for the Pirates against the Cardinals. Now 12-6, 7 innings pitched, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. McDonald having a very good year for the Pirates. One of the reasons, A.J. Burnett another, that they really come of age. McDonald 12-6 after the win. Jake Westbrook, who had his problems yesterday, 5 innings pitched, 11 hits, gave up 7 earned runs. He drops to 13-10. In addition to Alvarez, Snyder, the right fielder, had 2 hits. He's hitting it even .300. McCutchen, an MVP candidate, 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored, hitting .345. I mean, the Pirates are hanging tough. Clint Hurdle has to be a Manager of the Year candidate. Pirates move to 69-60. Cardinals drop to 71-58. Cardinals only able to muster 5 hits. So the Pirates 9, Cardinals nothing. And we'll get to the standings later, but still battling for wild card positioning and outside chance with a little more than a month to go of a division win. Another interesting game. The Reds in Arizona to play the Diamondbacks. Reds get the win 5-2. Reds now 79-52. Johnny Cueto, a legitimate Cy Young candidate, the first 17-game winner in the majors. Yesterday, 7 innings pitched, 4 hits, 2 earned runs. He's now 17-6 with a 2.48 ERA. Very impressive. Aroldis Chapman, he of the 100-mile-an-hour fastball, comes in to get the save. Scoreless 9th. His 33rd save of the year. Wade Miley pitched well in defeat. For the Arizona Diamondbacks, he takes the loss. He's 14-9 with a 2.85 ERA, 7 innings pitched, 6 hits, does give up 3 earned runs. That's called a quality start nowadays. But he's a good pitcher, Wade Miley, but not enough yesterday. Reds 5, Diamondbacks 2. Diamondbacks kind of falling out of it, 64-66. The Reds, who have been unbelievable without Joey Votto, I think, have now raised their record up to 79-52, and they're the clear leaders now in the NL Central. few other games to go through quickly in the National League. The Mets get 4 in the top of the 10th to beat the Phillies, 9-5. Bobby Parnell gets the win in relief. He's 4-3. Rosenberg takes the loss. He's 0-2. Kelly Shopik hits his second home run for the Mets. Baxter his first of the year. Philly, it's kind of a sad story. You know, Chase Utley and Ryan Howard both homer, each their ninth of the year, but it's really what could have been for the Phillies. Now 61-68. The Mets dropped to 60. The Mets improved, rather, to 60-69, but a lost year for the Phillies. And the Mets, you know, I think most people thought they'd be there. I thought if everything broke right for them, they'd be a 500 team, and they were for the first 100 games or so. But now it's going the wrong way. They do get the win yesterday, 9-5 in Philly over the Phillies. A few other games quickly. Giants beat the Astros 3-2. Santiago Casilla gets the win. He's 5-5. Wilton Lopez takes the loss. He's 5-3. Sergio Romo gets his seventh save of the year for the Giants as they try and separate themselves from the Dodgers and all those new superstars the Dodgers just got. Pagan hits his eighth homer of the year for San Francisco. Fernando Martinez hits his second of the year for Houston. Brewers beat the Cubs 4-1. Gallardo gets the win 14-8. Wood takes the loss. He's 4-11. Axford gets his 21st save of the year. Bianchi hits his first homer of the year for Milwaukee. Wood his first of the year for the Cubs. The Dodgers fall to the lowly Rockies. Rockies 8, Dodgers 4. Chatwood gets the win. He's 4-3. Capuano takes the loss. He's 11-10. Hanley Ramirez hits his 21st of the year. Boy, has he been reborn since he's come to the Dodgers. Rosario hits his 22nd of the year for Colorado. Finally, the Braves shut out the Padres 2-0. Medien gets the win. He's 6-1. Werner takes the loss. He's 1-1. Craig Kimbrel was 32nd save of the year. Dan Uggla, his 16th homer of the year. Let's go quickly now to the standings. Washington Nationals 77-51. No longer with the best record in baseball. Lead Atlanta by 4 games, 5 in the loss column. Philly, the Mets, and Miami long out of it. Cincinnati 79-52 have really put some separation between them and the Cardinals and the Pirates. The Cardinals at 71-58 now have the second wild card spot. And Pittsburgh is 2 games out of a wild card spot, 9 games behind Cincinnati. Milwaukee, Chicago, and Houston all well under 500. The Giants now, you know, the Dodgers got all those players last week, and it looked like they're going to be unbelievable. But Kemp was hurt last night in the Dodger game. He ran into a wall, and then the very next play he had to come in and dive for a ball, came out of the game. He's going to miss at least tonight's game. Have to wait for a prognosis on him, but he's missing at least one game. The Giants, with their win, 72-57. Dodgers, 69-61, so they're 3.5 games behind the Giants. 2.5 out of a wild card berth. Arizona, 7.5 out of the wild card, 8.5 out of the division. They're 64-66. They'd have to go on an incredible run with 32 games remaining. San Diego and Colorado, long out of it. We'll get to the American League after the break. Did want to get to some non-baseball notes in the NFL. Mike Wallace of the Steelers reported to camp yesterday. He signed a one-year tender from the Steelers. Obviously, Ben Roethlisberger, a happy man. They're gonna try and work out a long-term deal with Mike Wallace. It would seem to me the Steelers would want to keep him, and that Ben Roethlisberger would be at least advocating for Wallace to get a long-term deal. On a very sad note, I think the Redskins released Chris Cooley. The Redskins do have Fred Davis as their starting tight end, but Cooley has been a mainstay in Washington for 8 years. If you saw his news conference, it was very sad. I mean, Cooley can still play. And again, Shanahan, the coach, said they were releasing Cooley early so he has a chance to catch on with another team, which I'm sure he will. But if he wants to, he said, it's a tough decision as to whether or not I want to put on another uniform other than the Redskins. I mean, very classy guy, thanked the fans, very emotional. Again, I guess you have to give Washington some credit. I don't know why they wouldn't go maybe some two tight end sets like the, you know, pull out the Patriots playbook or blocking for RG3. But Cooley released, hard to watch, very emotional, can still play in the league if he wants to. And again, Shanahan said we're cutting him early because we want him to get a job with someone else if he wants to. And Cooley did address that and said, you know, I'm really not sure if that's something that I want to do. And again, he was very choked up about the whole thing. So Mike Wallace in camp, Chris Cooley released. Those are the two major moves in the NFL yesterday. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion. Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Now we're back on the Steve Callis Show. We'll get to the American League in a minute. First, a few non-baseball things. College football, Hurricane Isaac has already messed up the schedule for a number of teams. Texas A&M at Louisiana Tech has already been canceled. They'll meet on October 13th. A few other games have been switched from Thursday to Saturday, and we'll see if they can get those games in on Saturday. This weekend, the top five teams are all in action: USC, Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma, Oregon, and that. In that order, Alabama has the toughest task. They're playing number two Alabama, playing number eight Michigan in Arlington, Texas, where the Cowboys play. That should be an interesting game. I think LSU has fallen back. Obviously, no Tyrann Mathieu, dismissed from the team for drug issues. I think it's going to be between USC and Alabama, essentially. The knock on Alabama is, will they be? They won last year. And when they won 3 years ago, they just didn't seem to be, according to the experts, as hungry as they were. So you have to see if they're still going to be hungry this year. But they start off with a bang, playing Michigan on a neutral field. We'll see how that goes. Other people following, of course, Penn State, Bill O'Brien, the former Patriots coordinator, now the head coach of Penn State. Nine players left the program. In addition to graduating seniors, of course, only six starters back. It's going to be a long year. It's going to be a few long years. Ohio 10-4 last year. Not Ohio State, but Ohio goes to Happy Valley, if it's still called Happy Valley, to play Penn State. So that's a game to watch. as well. U.S. Open Tennis, one of the majors underway in Flushing Meadows in Queens, you know, a mile or two from Citi Field where the Mets play. Venus and Serena Williams won their first round matches yesterday, and we'll find, you know, that's a two-week tournament, so the early rounds, other than upsets, there's really not, you know, a whole lot of news there to report. One other thing I would suggest strongly, if you have children, Outside the Lines, that wonderful show with Bob Lee on ESPN, usually every day at 3 o'clock Eastern, not always, but usually this week they're doing a full week series on youth football, Pop Warner football. You know all the issues with concussions. 3 million kids are still playing youth football, but there's a new awareness. 58% of the parents, according to a poll done by ESPN, 58% of parents of boys under 15 years old are very concerned with injuries. More than 50% believe there should be no tackle football until the age of 13, which I totally agree with. But I strongly suggest that you watch it. Five-part series on Outside the Lines. Another series I would recommend is WPIX 11 in New York City, PIX11.com if you're not in the New York City area. WPIX is doing a five-part series this week as well on a broader-based youth sports. What's wrong with it? How can we fix it? You know, crazy parents, coaches, trying to run the gamut. I was the guest on Monday. You can find that online at PIX11.com. They're doing something every morning at 8:15 a.m., or you can find it on PIX11.com. I can tell you, somebody put up my appearance at YouTube, so if you just type in my name, Steve Callis and Kids, that'll come up on YouTube. I was the guest on Monday. They had a psychologist and a psychiatrist yesterday, and they're going to have other people during the week to discuss the broader-based youth sports, so I strongly recommend Outside the Lines for the specific football issues with concussions, and I strongly recommend WPIX 11 in New York City or PIX11.com for a broader-based, if you will, five-part series on youth sports. Want to get to the American League now. A number of interesting games in the American League yesterday as well, and we'll get to the standings too. Rays play the Rangers. Rays obviously battling for a wild card, trying to catch the Yankees. Texas now first place in their division. 1-0 game yesterday. Pitcher's duel, James Shields against Yu Darvish. Only run of the game, Ian Kinsler hits his 16th home run of the year in the fourth inning off of Shields, and that makes Shields, who pitched brilliantly, the loser. Yu Darvish gets the win. He's 13-9, 7 innings pitched, 6 hits, no runs. Joe Nathan comes in for his 27th save of the year. Scoreless ninth. Nathan with 27 saves and a 2.49 ERA has revived his career with the Texas Rangers. Again, Kinsler, the leadoff hitter, the only run of the game. He hits a home run. Shields pitched great, but not good enough. He's the loser. He's 12-8, 7 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 run. Sam Fuld goes 3-for-3. He's batting .317 for Tampa, but that's, you know, they didn't score any runs. He's the only guy with more than one hit in the entire game. Texas only gets 4 hits, but they win 1-0 on an Ian Kinsler homer. The Rays 70-59, Texas 77-52. Another big game, White Sox at the Orioles. Buck Showalter doing a masterful job. I really thought the Orioles would have fallen out of it by now, but Showalter, you know, he built up the Yankees and then left when Torrey came in. He built up the Diamondbacks and then left. Both of those teams go on to win championships. He's obviously doing a good job with the Orioles, building them into contenders. You know, they're in a tough division with the Yankees, of course, and the Rays. And the Red Sox now have waved the white flag this year, and the Blue Jays are good. But the Orioles are in the mix, 14 games over .500 as they shut out the White Sox yesterday. Orioles 6, White Sox nothing. Chris Tillman, another found pitcher for the O's. Tillman moves to 7-2, 7 innings pitch. He only gives up one hit. He's 7-2 with a 3.26 ERA. Chris Sale takes the loss. He's 15-5 for the White Sox. 4 innings pitch, 6 hits, 4 earned runs. He's 15-5 with a 2.81 ERA. Tillman's ERA 3.26. For the Orioles, Adam Jones hits his 25th home run of the year. Lou Ford hits his second home run of the year. Nick Markakis has had the big hit, though, in the game. hits a three-run double in the second inning, 1-for-4 with three RBIs. He's hitting .293, batting leadoff for the Orioles. So Tillman the winner, Sale the loser. The Orioles 71-57, the White Sox 71-57. We'll get to the standings in a little bit in the American League. In another game, Yankees beat the Blue Jays at the stadium. Yankees 2, Blue Jays 1. Yankees 75-54. Blue Jays out of it 57-71. Blue Jays announced that Jose Bautista is out for the year with wrist surgery. Yankees announced that Mark Teixeira has a calf injury. He's going to miss 1 to 2 weeks. Yesterday, Yankees 2, Blue Jays 1. Phil Hughes was fantastic, moves to 13-11, 7 innings pitched, 4 hit, 1 earned run. Rafael Soriano comes in to get the 1-2-3 ninth, his 34th save of the year. Ricky Romero, tough luck loser, he drops to 8-2, 7 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 earned runs. Yankees 2, Blue Jays 1. A few other games quickly in the American League, then we'll get to the standings. Athletics shut out the Indians 7-0. Maloney 11-9 gets the win. McAllister 5-5 takes the loss. Carter and Moss homer for the Athletics. The Mariners beat the Twins 5-2. Iwakuma gets the win. He's 5-3. Diamond takes the loss. He's 10-6. Will Helmsen gets his 20th save. Dustin Ackley hits his 10th home run of the year for the Mariners. Both the Mariners and the Twins out of it. You know, the Tigers, they start Justin Verlander. They get 3 in the top of the first, but the Royals get 3 in the first, 4 in the second. And the Royals wind up winning 9-8 over the Tigers. No decision for Verlander because the Tigers came back from that 7-3 deficit to tie the game. But the Royals win 9-8. Tigers drop to 69-59. Crow gets the win in relief. He's 3-1. Villarreal takes the loss. He's 3-4. Holland gets his 8th save of the year. 2 home runs for Detroit. Delmon Young hits his 15th. Peralta hits his 10th. And if you saw this game, Delmon Young gets up in the 9th inning with 2 on and hits a ball. He's right-handed, but he hits a ball down the right field line that certainly looked fair. They called it foul right away. Young thought it was fair. Jim Leland came out and argued vehemently. They went in to review it, and again, he didn't have a great angle, certainly on the highlight that I saw, but it looked like it was fair. You couldn't see it go in front of the foul pole, but they looked upon it on review, and they kept it. They left it as a foul ball. Next pitch, Young hits a high fly ball to deep left field, but not deep enough. That was the final out for the Tigers. Royals 9, Tigers 8. One other game, Angels beat the Red Sox with 2 in the bottom of the ninth. Again, Red Sox going nowhere now. They wave the white flag. They're 62-68, Angels 6, Red Sox 5. Angels trying to cling on to, obviously, either a division win or a, more likely at this stage, a wild card win. Jepsen gets the win in relief. He's 3-2. Aceves takes the loss. He's 2-9. Salter Lamacchia hits his 22nd for Boston. Mike Trout, Rookie of the Year and maybe MVP, hits his 25th. And Albert Pujols, so you'll recall, got off to that as bad as you could have start. Hits his 29th. The game was won on a, well, Trout singled to center in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game, but then with a man on third, Torrey Hunter hits a game-winning, they call it a walk-off, game-ending, game-winning, sacrifice fly for Torrey Hunter. Angels 6, Boston 5. Quickly now to the standings in the American League. The Yankees lead the East 75-54, but only 3 up on Baltimore in the loss column. Baltimore 3.5 out. Again, give Buck credit. Right now the Orioles with one of the 2 wild card spots. Tampa Bay in 3rd in the division, 70-59, 5 games out, 1.5 out of a wild card. Boston and Toronto out of it. The White Sox lead the Central 71-57. Detroit 69-59, 2 games out of the AL Central, 2 games out of one of the 2 wild cards. Kansas City, Cleveland, and Minnesota well out of it. Texas leads the West 77-52. Oakland 5.5 games behind them at 71-57, but Oakland has one of the 2 wild cards. They have the same record as Baltimore right now. The Angels 67-62, 10 games behind Texas, 10 in the loss column. Can't expect them to catch them, but the Angels 4.5 games out of a wild card, so obviously they're still in the mix. Seattle, who has played well, 7-3 last 10, 63-67, but kind of in the wrong division, last in the West, 63-67, 14.5 out in the West, 9 games out of a wild card. Again, not impossible, and they've played well, but hard to believe that Seattle is going to make the playoffs. Your sports on TV tonight, Major League Baseball, St. Louis at Pittsburgh is the ESPN game at 7 Eastern. White Sox at Baltimore is the WGN national game, 7 o'clock Eastern. NFL preseason football on the NFL Network, Super Bowl rematch, New England at the Meadowlands to play the Giants. And tennis today, all day, the U.S. Open, men's first and women's second round in New York, ESPN2 at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at Sports Talk Network. .com.